Good morning. It's the 25th of October. Our middle reading today brings us to Daniel chapter 3. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, Glimpses of Glory. I read. Daniel chapter 3 describes the trial of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego in particular. Having erected an image of gold, Nebuchadnezzar calls all the various officials from the differing provinces of his empire to celebrate the dedication of the image. The command of the king was that all people, nations and languages should bow down and worship the image at the appointed time, indicated by the playing of the assembled musicians. Failure to do so would result in being cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. It is important to appreciate the purpose of the golden image. The command to worship it encompassed every part of Nebuchadnezzar's empire. It was an attempt to establish a universal religion that would bind together in common cause the divergent parts of his dominion. Its aim was not only religious, but it also had a political dimension, and despots have always recognised the danger of allowing men freedom of thought. The classic example is the beast of the earth in Revelation 13, whose purpose was that any who would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This, of course, found expression historically in the Holy Roman Empire and the tyranny of the papacy. Faced with the commandment of the king, Daniel's three friends had no option but to refuse to obey. The result was that the king, in his rage, had them brought before him to give an account of themselves. Their response is an example of a truly remarkable faith. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Here was wonderful trust, to believe that their God was able to deliver them out of the hand of this despotic man. But even more amazing, revealing an astounding faith in the authority and sovereignty of their God, is their acknowledgement that it might not be God's will to deliver them. If that should be the case, they were determined that the king should know that they still would not bow down and worship his golden image. Here we see true confidence in God, an acknowledgement of his sovereign care, appreciating that although God is able to deliver in the most desperate of situations, sometimes, in his wisdom, he does not do so, not simply to put our faith to the test, but for our eternal well-being. The trust of Daniel's three friends stands as an example to us of the need to be able to say, in all the circumstances of life, not my will, but thine be done. Although Daniel was not present at this occasion, he and his three friends, in far more dangerous and difficult circumstances than we can ever imagine finding ourselves, provide us with the most stirring examples of how we should seek to withstand the influences of the world in which we live. Dare to be a Daniel. That is the challenge which faces us. For by faith these men stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. Thank you for listening to me.